Good morning, ladies.
大家早上好。
It's good to be with you today.
今天又跟你们在一起，很高兴。
Let's just bow our heads in prayer.
我们先来祷告。
Father dear, as we come before you,
天父，我们到你的面前。
We look to you for our help today.
我们是仰望你，要得到你的帮助。
For your word is so great.
因为你的话语太伟大了。
It's powerful.
而且有能力。
It can change our lives.
可以改变我们的生命。
We pray, Lord, that you open our hearts today.
求你帮助我们打开我们的心。
That we can take in your word.
好，让我们可以听进去你自己的话语。
And it will be a benefit for each of our ladies today.
好，让每一位今天在场的或者是不在场的都得到益处。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
I think that every one of us longs to live in peace.
我相信我们每一个人都希望能够有平安，活得有平安。
I think that's something that we really would enjoy, wouldn't it be, if we were always at peace.
那如果持久性的有平安，我们会很享受的。
But we're going to talk today just a little bit about how we can keep in peace.
那我们上次也提到平安哈，那现在我们要谈到说怎么样持守我们的平安。
You know, being a child of God, and I think we should understand that a child of God means that we were born and we begin to grow. And as we grow, we become more mature in the things of God.
身为一个重生的基督徒的意思是说呢，我们成为神的儿女了，然后呢，那我们呢就开始要成长，一直到成熟。
And I have learned over my 85 years that it is a constant growing process.
以我这85年的经验，我告诉你，还是继续在长，是一个很长的过程。
That will only end when we go home to be with Jesus.
什么时候长成呢？就是我们见到耶稣的时候。
And we know the reason why is that our Father is making us more and more into the likeness of His Son.
那为什么有这么长的这个过程呢？因为神在塑造我们，一步一步的塑造我们，长成像基督的身量，或者说长成像他的儿子基督的样子。
Now the process is not easy.
这个过程可不是容易的。
I wished it was.
我但愿是很容易的。
I wished I was the kind. Maybe you are, but I wished I was a kind of child.That when I knew what it was, I could do right away for my Lord.
他的意思说对我们啊，不是对神不容易，是对我们不容易。他说我但愿你们比我容易。那或许我就是那一种不容易被塑造的孩子。
That I could obey him without a struggle.
但愿我就是那个马上就可以顺服啊，不会有其他的，没有二心无二意的这样的孩子。
Actually, there have been times that I have been able to do that.
那有一段时间我倒是这样规规矩矩的。
But many times it's not been that easy.
可是呢，却也有一些时候对我是很难的。
And particularly when he begins to show me my problem.
那特别是他开始让我看到说我有什么问题的时候。
Now, believe it or not, our greatest problems is between our ears.
那你知道吗？我们的问题，我们的难处是在两者之间。
Now what's between our ears?
就是这个两耳之间。什么叫做两耳之间呢？
Our mind and our mouth.
在你的两耳之间的话包括什么？包括你的脑筋里面的思想，还有包括你的说话。
These can become, these are very difficult in our spiritual life.To get them in tune with God.
原来我们的思想还有我们的说话呢，要调到神的频率啊，讲的话、想的事情，调到跟神要我们有的频率呢，很难。
Now we've often heard how Paul told us about the fruits of the Spirit, didn't we?
我们常常听到这个保罗提到说啊，圣灵的果子是什么
？You know, love, joy, peace, beautiful things.
喜乐、和平、温柔、节制、信实这些哈。
But Paul also told us about something else.
但是还有另外一个。
He told us about the fruit and the food of our mind.
他特别告诉我们什么叫做思想的食物跟思想本身结出来的果子。
The most, one of the most vital parts about us.
那这个是对我们很大的一部分，而且很重要的一部分。
The mind is a part of us that makes us aware of the world.
因为思想会让我们接触认识到外在的环境跟世界。
Our mind makes us aware of the experiences.
我们的思想也在储存我们的经验。
Our mind is where we think.
我们的思想也代表我们个人的一个想法。
And even attached to our emotions, it makes us feel.
甚至呢，会连接到我们的情绪，让我们有一种感觉。
So what it is our thoughts.
那我们的思想如何?
Our consciousness.
我们继续的我们的思想如何?
Have you ever,
那我们就会有这些连带关系。
Have you ever wished you could turn off thoughts?
你有没有这种情况下想说，哎呀，我希望我不要想了。
Oh, that's been a great problem in my life.
这是我的最大的问题。
Because I do have ADHD.
那我是有那种思想过动的症状。
And my mind is always thinking.
总是在想，想个不停。
But you have to understand that the mind has a guard.
那你也知道，你要知道吗？我们的思想事实上是有它的那个警卫的，就是保守住的一个警卫。
And that is the peace of God.
那就是神的平安。
So as a child of God, we see that the measurement for it is the peace of God.
所以神的儿女的确据在哪里呢？我里面呢？你们就觉得说我心里面有基督的平安。
Now you might ask me, what do you mean, Sister?
什么意思呢？
Well, you see, you know that when you put good things in your mind, you have a peace.
那当你在想一些好的事情的时候，你的里面一定是很平安的。
And as a child of God, that peace that we have comes from our Father.
所以这个平安基本上是从神而来的。
And so we see that the things that we think and how they stay in our mind and then how they come out, you know, these are some of the things that give us peace.
等于说呢，这个思想好，这个平安好像一个守卫一样守住我们的心，然后我们就想一些让我们觉得很好的，很让我们觉得很美好的。
Do you ever have thoughts that trouble you?
那我们更这样想就更有平安，你有没有这种情况被干扰？
When they trouble you, your peace is gone.
那干扰你的时候，你的平安就好像不见了。
Now there's some things that are of the natural that troubles us when we think about them.
有一些是一个自然性的会打击我们的平安。
But Paul tells us there are things that are spiritual that go through our mind.
那刚才他的意思是说哈，会有外面的冲击来，要来打击我们的平衡，要闯门一样哈。但是基本上我们的平安是守住我们里面在想的。
And so he tries to tell us how to keep peace with God, with those things that go through our mind that's going to have a bearing on our spiritual life.
How to keep peace of God's peace or...
Yes, but how to keep the peace of God.
Okay, 好，他是说呢，我们要如何守住神给我们的哈？记得这是神给我们的平安，里面已经放在里面了。那如何守住呢？
And you're going to understand that as we look over the list that Paul tells us.
那我们就来看一下保罗他怎么样把一系列的思想告诉我们，在腓立比书第四章第八节，打开，请你打开腓立比书第四章第八节。
Someone has said the mind is the gateway to the heart.
那有人也这样形容说呢，这个思想呢，也是好像外面有一个警卫，就是平安守住我们的思想。那我们的思想呢，也是一个门进到我们的心里面的门。
As a man thinks, so they are.
人怎么想，这个人就成为怎么样的人。
Paul tells us we're to guard our hearts and minds.
所以呢，保罗就告诉我们说，那么如何呢，来守住我们的思想？等于说，你守住思想，也会守住你的心。
And when we think of guarding, we think of a military action.
当我们想到这个所谓的守住的时候，我们就想到这个军中的一个情况。
It is a peace that we have to guard over to keep God's peace in our heart and mind.
就像军中的很警醒的守卫一样，我们需要守住我们这个平安。
So that guard,
思想的平安。
So that guard is the peace of God.
所以呢，这个平安我们要守的是属于神的给我们的。
When I think and my thinking then becomes action and it's not good,The peace of God leaves.
如果你的思想不对，引致于你有不对的行为的时候，那个平安就好像消失了一样。
Sometimes when we think, Just the thinking of it, the peace of God leaves us.
那光是想，还没有到行为，光是想，那个平安已经好像就没有了。
So when we leave our peace, when we have no peace in our heart, when we have, it means that somehow God has backed away from us.
所以等于说哈，几乎是这样子的啊一个解释哈，就是说，当我们想到不是神要我们想的不好的、负面的，那么那个时候那个平安就好像就会消退了。
And when we continue with that peace.We see then that God's not guarding our heart.
那如果说这个平安让它消退的话，那平安就不能守你的门了，你就会越来越往下想了。
Now Paul tells us in Philippians 4:8, the right things to put to put in our mind.
那我先把这个腓立比书的第四章的第七节念一下哈，就刚才妈咪在讲的 ，just let me read this.神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣保守你们的心怀意念。所以这个平安是一个守卫，而且是我们想不到竟然有这种平安。那么接下来呢，那么保罗就说呢，那这样子我就要告诉你们，我有未尽的话。
Now you see right up front, just like Paul told us about the fruits of the Spirit, he's telling us these are the thingsThat are the fruit of a godly mind and the things that help God to guard our heart against.
这个就有点像我们的思想的果子一样，就是我们如果有这一些的话，那就会产生思想的美好的果子以下。
And so he tells us that these are the things we should meditate on.
那么这些呢是我们要想的。这个思想的话不是你讲出来，是你心里面在想的。
So let's quickly go over these things.
那我们就一样一样的来稍微简单的讲一下。
He says, whatsoever things are true.
首先是凡事哈，凡事就好多哈，一个是真实的。
Now we're dealing with something about truth in our mind.
那我们的心思可以想真实的事情。
Now when he says,The things that are true, he doesn't mean half truths.
那我讲的，他当他讲说这个真实的意思是说百分之百的真实，不是有点或者是这样。
Not one of those what we call little white lies.
不是有一半是谎言。
We're very, you know, you really have to guard against this.
那这个对于真实的思想，我们真的是要好好的警醒。
Because sometimes we can say things that.We know isn't quite true, but we don't want to hurt the person.
比如说我们说话的时候，我们当我们跟对方对话的时候，讲的是一个不是很真实，我们认为是真的，可是我们在讲一些话呢，就是好像一个为了怕伤害对方，我就讲一些不是真实的话。
Or sometimes we exaggerate so it looks bigger than what it really is.
有时候呢，我们是夸大的去 Are you talking about talking or thing?
The thinking is going to come out and talk.
Okay, 那他把这个想法跟讲出来又连接在一起了哈。等于说呢，你想的比较夸大，那讲出来当然也会比较虚夸。
You see, all of these things I'm going to mention is what first is in the mind, and then eventually it's out in action.
那只要我现在在谈到，都跟你的思想连接到你的行为或说话都有关系。
Now I had problems with this.
我自己有这个问题。
Because I was a big talker and so forth, and sometimes I can make it a little bigger than what it was.
我是一个很健谈的人啊，所以我说一面讲话一面就把那个事实就夸大了。
Or maybe when I came face to face with someone, and it wasn't really true exactly, because if I had to say, "Oh, your hat looks nice," and I really didn't think it did.
那比如说呢，我的嘴巴说的比我心里面想的哈越好像还要大的话。很事实啊，不过是心里想，你心里已经想是这样了，然后就比那个事实还要夸大。比如说呢，我就说，哦，你这个很好，但是事实上我心里面，我本来的意思不是这样。
You say, oh, Sister Sports, that's being nitpicky.
那你就说，这有什么好， no, 好让我们觉得不正确的呢？
I learned this the hard way.
但是呢，我却需要在这一点上面，
you will...
被神修整来学习。
My peace would leave, and you know it wouldn't come back until I would go back and apologize.
因为我的那个平安，我会意识到哈，一个神的儿女会意识到我的平安好像退掉了。那我一直到后来，我就要去跟神道歉。
I cannot tell you how many times I had to apologize.
我要对神对人道歉，我不晓得我不晓得我多少次都要这样做。
And the Lord really cured me.
以至于神就在我的这个思想里面，这个真实的部分帮我洁净了。
When I go to say things now, I weigh them in my mind. I don't want to say it unless it's really true.
那当我思想又开始在营造的时候呢？第一个，我就不说哈，因为我给自己知道说。这个不一定是确实。
You see, God is truth.
神本身就是真实真理的。
He expects us to be like His Son.
那当然，他也希望他的儿女是啊、像他的儿子一样。
You say, "Oh, sisters, words, that's too hard to live like that."
或许你说，哎呀，这样生活多么没趣，多么难啊。
What do you think is going to be cheap to get to heaven?
我们以为说我们要去天堂那里。就那么简单那么容易吗
You think he's just going to forgive your sins and then you can live any way you want?
就好像说我们就不在意然后我们怎么样该怎么做怎么喜欢怎么样都怎么样然后我们就可以这样子、公然的就这样踏进天堂吗
Anything of value is worth it, you see. If I see something that's very valuable, I'm going to try my best to get that. It's going to be worth it. I may work hard. I may have to search hard. I may have to...I may have to study hard, but I get hold of that thing that's valuable.
当神自己光照我的时候，等于说我就需要很用心、很努力、很警醒的啊、要刻苦己心的来完成，跟神一起完成这个这样的一个功课。
Whatsoever is noble, he said next.
可敬的。
Now, what is noble?
什么叫可敬的?
Well, it's a high moral principles, high ideals. We're reaching up. We're not bending down to the things of this beggarly world, but we're constantly reaching up for the things of God.
可敬的就是那些我们思想的事情呢，就是那些很正面，然后呢，比较高，所谓的，高道德性的，哈，就是我们讲的高尚的，这样讲啊，高尚。
I'm going to look for what is morally right.
本身它一定道德上是对的。
Now you might say today, actually, there's so many of our young people, even our children, that are living not outside of marriage.
我们知道啊，我们现在有很多所谓的婚外的啊，这些婚外的这些。孩子啊，或者是他们甚至是在这个没有结婚就同居的这样的一个情况。
And sometimes we have a way of excusing this.
那有时候呢，我们就会认为说，哎呀，反正这个时代就是这样的。
Now, I don't say you love them, you care about them.
当然，我们爱我们的孩子。
But you let them know.
我们关注他们，可是
呢。The moral right things that should be done.
我们需要让我们的孩子知道什么是真正的、正确的这个啊。有道德性的生活。
So in our thinking, we want to be sure that our thinking and our doing is morally right and it's fair.
所以我们的想法本身呢，谈到这个可敬的时候呢，就是说它是一个可以佩服的，很高尚的啊，在道德上面是正确的。
And the next one he talked about was pure.
第三个是 pure. Oh, you have not righteousness.
No,
ours is righteousness. Okay, 好。
Same thing, I guess.
Okay, 刚才他把那公义跟可敬连在一起，像我们谈到清洁。
That's free of any kind of any kind any kind of things that are wrong contaminations.
那么清洁的反面就是错误或者是有污点的哈。
Whatsoever are pure.
什么叫做清洁的
？Do you always want to think the worst of people?
比如说呢，当你在想别人的时候，你想到他的污点吗
？He wants us to have pure thoughts toward that.
神要我们的想法都是干净的。
Many of the things that you watch on television sometimes,
有时候我们看一些电视节目
，Are they pure?
他们有清洁的思想吗
？Oh, you say, well, Sister Schwartz, that you know, that's just little things that they do in it, but the rest of it's really good.
或许你说，哎呀，那个是一定会有掺杂一些不清洁的，但是其他的还不错吧。
See, we cannot take in the thinking of this world today.
啊，这个就是世俗一般的想法。
Pure is pure.
清洁就是清洁，没有一点点的啊打折扣的哈。
And we must, as we go along, if things be you see things are not pure, then we don't want that to get in our mind.
任何 有一点点污点的那些想法呢，都不能让它存在我们的啊心思里面。
This is what begins a lot of sexual sin.
包括这种啊性方面的性方面的这种犯案。
That's what happened to David.
那大卫不是就是这样吗？
David went out, he was walking, that wasn't his problem, he was walking there, he saw a woman that was taking a bath.
大卫王在楼顶上散步，这个没有错，问题是他看到了一个妇女在洗澡。
Now he couldn't help seeing.
那他没有办法避免去看到这个人。
And he was a man.
那他是一个男人。
And you know the sexual, senses are there.
对男人这个眼目的情欲是很容易被搅起的。
But David could walked away.
这个时候呢，大卫就应该要掉头走开。
And every time that vision would have come, he should have pushed it out of his mind.
当这个视线看到这个女人在洗澡，他应该就赶快逃开。
But instead, he dwelled on that impure.
但是他容许那个思想，那个不洁净的思想，就在他的脑筋里面开始营造。
So you see, that's why God wants us to dwell on pure things, keep our mind on pure things. And as soon as they're not pure, get them out of your mind.
所以当你有一个判断说，哎，这个是不清洁的，赶快就不要再想了。
He says, think on lovely things.
还有可爱的。
Delightful things.
那我们觉得。
Things that are very pleasant to you.
心里面是很
very nice, very agreeable.
很好的，很棒的。
Wonderful thoughts.
很好的想法，或者是跟人家分享人家的喜悦，这个都是。
You'll say, Sister Schwartz, are you kidding?
有可能吗？
Don't you see the world today?
你没有看到我们四周围的环境还有人是怎么样的情况吗？
Yes, I see the world today.
当然。
And it scares me.
当然让我也很惊。
Not altogether just what's happening.
心里面是很忧惊的，但是呢，现在的情况不但是现在发生的事情。
But what it's doing to our thinking and our minds.
不管它现在发生什么事情在环境上面，但是呢，问题是你还是可以守住你的心。
It's bringing fear to our hearts.
你知道，如果你不守住的话
，It gives us bad thoughts about
惧怕会进来
，bad thoughts about
不好的想法会进来
situations.
我们会担忧我们的环境。
It can actually get us into despair.
那我们几乎就快要瘫痪了哈。
Why? Because we're thinking on these things.
因为你想的都是那些非常不好的时候呢，那么就让我们自己呢
Now,
就瘫下来。
We live in this world. We see it. We understand what's happening.
当然我们活在世界，我们看到一些环境上面不好的地方。
But are we allowing that to be in our thought life?
但是你可以不容许它，难道你要容许它就进入你的思想？来污染你的思想吗？
I don't care how much you think about it.
不管你想多少。
How bad do you feel?
多不好的感受。
How much that makes you want to fight?
或是你真的想去冲动的想去面对去应战。
You can't change it one bit. The situation in the world, you can't change one bit.
不管你怎么去挣扎怎么去应战呢，我想我们的改变它的能力是没有的。
But we allow it to change us.
但是不要，既然你不能改变外面，也不要容许它来改变我们。
Paul said, no, don't do that.
不要这样。
Listen, if Paul, anybody saw some bad things, it was Paul.
如果有面对过不好的情境，不公义的各种情境的话，保罗应该是最严重的。
But Paul said, look beyond that to the things of God.
但是神却保罗就劝我们说，就跨过这些来想神的事情。
Think on things, get your mind away from that. Think on things that are good, that make you happy, or that's pleasant to think about.You know, there are things we can look at, we can talk about that doesn't pull us down, but it can lift us up.
等于说呢，想一些事情的思想，想事情是让你不会被拉下去、被扯下去，很沮丧的，而是可以把你扶起来，然后呢，是向着神的。
He said, "Think on good reports."
美名的。
Now, this is an area that you have to be very mindful of.
那这个要特别的去想哈。
Now you may never have a thought about a person.
你或许平常对这个人没有什么想法。
But one of your friends.
有一个朋友告诉你。
They come and say, do you know what they did?
你知道吗？他们是做了什么事情吗？
Do you know what they said?
你知道他们说什么话吗？
And right away, what happens?
那后来呢？你听到这个话，你会怎么感受呢？
You're taking on that friend's feelings and their ideas, and you're bringing it to you, and you're thinking that this is a true report.
本来你其实是没有什么想法，可是那个对方呢，隔壁呢，你的朋友呢，就把这样的想法告诉你的时候呢，你等于接受了他的感受。
When it may be only be true to your friend because it hurt her.
对于你的朋友那边的感受是真实的，
but now
不一定是你的。
Now what does it do to you?
那对你怎么办呢?
Every time you see that other person, that's the thoughts that come to you.
那以后你看到那个人的时候，你就有这种想法吗?
Paul said, forget those things that people say.
所以别人怎么想,
Don't judge others by what others say.
保罗说我们不要去论断人。
Now on the other hand,
另外一面。
Suppose somebody hurts you.
你说有人他伤害你了。
So right away you have to get on the phone and tell others about what this person has done.
那马上你就赶快打电话告诉某某一个你的好友，然后告诉他说某某人对我怎么样。
Is that a good report?
那这样子是有美名的吗？他那英文有一个叫做报告哈。
So we,
是美的报告吗？好的报告吗？
We are to listen to good reports and make these reports that are bad, put them out of our mind, have good reports, and we are to give.Good reports.
所以我们基本上我们是要想有好的有美名的这些所谓的报告包括叫报告给别人听的哈那不好的我们就别报了。
You see, when your friend tells you this,
那如果你的朋友告诉你
you listen to them,
你会听的。
Then you might try to help them.
那如果你需要听那么你就要帮助你的朋友。
Maybe they didn't mean it the way you took it, you tell them.
他也可能不是有意说要来让你中毒好像把我的想法给你然后让你对那个人他也不是有这个意思。
Maybe they're having a bad hair day.
他可能是刚好情绪不好。
So what God wants from his children are good reports.
那神要我们做一个报告美名的就是报告好消息。
Now you might say, what difference it makes to God? Because he knows that if you dwell on these things, your joy is gone.
因为之所以圣经会提醒我们不要
有
这样的情况是因为呢神很在意我们里面有没有平安。
Your strength to fight the enemy is gone.
否则的话你的平安可能就会溜掉了魔鬼就敌人呢就很仇敌都很容易攻击我们。
And he said, think on virtuous things.
有德性的。
Behavior showing high moral standards.
这个德性就是道德有一个道德水准的。
So we look at virtuous things. That's what we want to take into our life.
所以那些那种好的德性的想法我们要想。
So we're virtuous people that think about the better things.
那对别人也
是一样。Of it.
对别人也是一样。
Recognizing what is the good and what is the evil.
让我们想那个人的好的一面，那个人的。可爱的一面。
And then he said, praiseworthy.
称赞有什么可以称赞的?
Something we're going to be telling people and thinking ourselves about worth, something that's worth of praise.
我们在想别人的时候有没有想说哎呀那个人应该有什么可以被称赞的?
It's a good person that can turn things that seemingly are not praiseworthy and out of it,find that you can praise God even over it.
如果你在神的里面成长的话你会发现这一点呢你会越来越能够找到一些真实的很真实从心里面诚心的去看到对方可以被赞美的地方。
Now you said you give me a tall order to Mr. Schwartz. This seems impossible.
那这越来好像越不可能了哈。
No, it's not.
当然不太容易。
It's difficult.
很难的。
And you'll be fighting these battles until you close your eyes and wake up with Jesus.
这一些呢你确实要每一天跟自己要有一些征战的哈一直到你见到耶稣那个时候这些征战就没了。
But the good thing is many of these you'll win.
那好消息是呢我们会赢。
You know, sometimes you get blessed at a song you're singing and you feel the joy of the Lord.But you know when I found my greatest blessings?
那或许我们在常常从诗歌里面呢得到一些很好的一些得着哈但是我告诉你对我来讲什么是对我最好的
When I look back and see that this was my problem and how God worked me through and gave me a pure mind, gave me whatever, you know, these virtues that I'm talking about, these wonderful things, where I have overcome and God has changed me.
你知道什么是让我最 让我最很赏心悦目的呢，就是我当我回顾看到过去我那个毛病，我本来的旧的那些问题，神一个一个啊，借着我的成长呢，让我都已经啊，好像学到一个地步了，那我就很高兴。
He can give you victory over the things that we were talking about, the bad reports that maybe you've been giving some.
那是一个得胜的成绩哈，就是我们就等着得胜了。
Or the bad reports you're spreading.
那我们可以看看我们的成绩是一个不好的啊，越来越严重，还是说我们是越来越好了呢？
Or some of these other things, and he gives you victory over them. Listen, that's when you feel that growth in your spirit.
其实那个得胜的能力是从神来的，但是我们却分享那个得胜的结果哈，所以我们就很享受这种回顾的时候，很享受这种神在我们身上所做的。
If God said we can do it, He can help us to do.
如果神吩咐我们要做，而且就表示说我们可以做，那我们就应该要去做。
If these things could never be.He wouldn't have told.
如果这些是根本很难又不可能做的，那为什么神要告诉我们？保罗就不告诉我们了。
You say, well, what do you mean by that?
什么意思呢？
Do you know that in the Old Testament, they were never told to forgive?
啊，在旧约的时候，从来不谈这个饶恕的事情。
And you say, well, Jesus said we won't even make it to heaven if we don't forgive.
那耶稣很清楚地告诉我们，如果我们不饶恕人。父是不饶恕我们，等于说我们不被饶恕，我们怎么去天堂呢？不可能了。
Why wouldn't it be in the Old Testament?
那旧约怎么不谈饶恕呢？
Because God knew that only the blood of Jesus in our life could help us to truly forgive.
这个只有神的儿子耶稣下来赎了我们的罪之后，他的宝血洁净我们之后，我们才有办法饶恕。
He never required it of the Old Testament.
所以呢，如果你做不到的，他就不会要求，就像旧约他也不会要求。
He requires it in the New Testament because through the blood of Jesus, he can give us the power to forgive.
那到新约这些标准，你或许认为很难，但是确确实实，他的儿子已经为我们付上了代价，让我们有能力来成全这些他要求我们做的。
Now Paul tells us how we can help ourselves.
那我们如何？能够啊，让自己啊，就是好像帮助我们自己更进步呢。
After he told this whole list,
那他给我们的一好像一个表一样哈，这个的那个要做。
He said, meditate, think on these things.
要想这些事。
Mull them over in your mind.
把你的思想里面呢换成这些想法。
Learn what they are.
那不管怎么样，你就是开始在塑造这些想法。
See the ones that are your shortcomings.
那你也会看到哪些是我的短处，我不太会的，那你就要开始学习。
You see, in Romans 2:2, it tells us, speaking of the essential place of being transformed by the renewing of your mind.
对，出哈 ，OK， 好，罗马书第十二章第二节，他说不要效法这个世界。心意更新而变化。
So you see, the healing of the mind is what he's saying.
所以等于说你的心意啊，你的思想呢，要开始转换，要开始痊愈，变成好的。
So as he shows us, this is our weak point.
那这个就是我们的每一个人的一个弱点。
But I can make that your strong point.
但是呢，神要把我们塑造成一个我们很高强的地
方。So then we recognize this is my weak point.
如果当你意识到说这就是我的难处我的弱点。
You know, when you have a weak bone in your foot,
当你的脚上有哪一根骨头是比较脆弱的
,you're far more careful of that foot.
你就会特别去注意说我不要拐到那个骨头。
And so as we think about it, as we recognize it, he begins to renew our minds.
所以你要意识到。
And then we, as we're putting it in practice, more and more.
做更新的工作一步一步的我们就在改变。
As I said, you'll look back and say, look what God, how God, what he did for me.
以至于你回顾的时候你就看到你的这个成长的成绩单。
And it tells us how in 2 Corinthians 10:5.
哥林多后书第十章第五节。
We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought into captivity to obey him.
寻找一下把那些有计谋性的 啊，还有呢，男主人认识神的至高之事，那种想法是属于男主，我们认识神的，那么一切呢，都要把它识破、攻破。
Don't make excuses.
不要给自己找理由、
Don't push it aside.
不要把它搁着。
Begin little by little to think and say, Lord, help me. Begin to take it. And when you do it, and then you do it, oh, I'm sorry, Lord.
你意识到了，然后你做不到的时候，就跟神说：“神啊，我需要你，对不起。”
And you'll find out that little by little, it'll get easier and easier.
这样子
to do the thing God
越来你会越容易往这个好的对的。
So we have to understand then.
刚才那个经节然后把它念完哈，又将人所有的心意夺回。
That maybe,
我们要夺回，使他都。顺服于基督,
that maybe we're going to have to work on the fruits of the mind.
那所以呢，我们好不好？我们开始在这个所谓的这个思想的果子上面，要一个一个结出来。
I want to tell you, it really is a beautiful thing.
这是很美的果子，结出来是很美的。
More and more, it seems like when you overcome these things, there is something in us that can reach God. Just, I believe, just a little better.
当你有这些果子的时候哈，妈咪说你会很容易就跟神有连接，你就很容易就跟神之间的那个关系是很近的。
Because we have become more than conquerors.
因为我们已经是得胜的一个孩子。
You can't do it alone.
当然你没有办法自己做。
Fill your mind with the word of God.
首先你就让你的心里面有神的话语。
Ask God to help you.
求神帮助你。
And actually, he will bring this to mind more and more as the opportunity comes. And then you think, no, I can't. Or somehow you push, you say, I'm going to do what is right.
神会借着机会来了。一方面我们又开始面对我们的挑战的时候，他就会来从这里来帮助我们越来越刚强，越来越熟悉。
I challenge you.
我今天要跟你给一个挑战。
Sit down and think about it.
好好的思想今天我们所学的
in all these areas
在这个思想的领域里面
where's my weakness
到底什么是我的短处
we all
我们都有我们都有
where's my weakness
哪一个部分是我的短处
now my weakness may be a bit different than yours
或许我的跟你的有点不一样
but as you think about it Lord help me through this
但是呢当你意识到的时候就求神帮助你
and then on purpose
刻意的
do your best toBe able to let God work this into you and out of you.
尽其所能的你自己，还有呢，让神来参与，来帮助你。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we are very human.
天父啊，我们不过是你所造的人。
But you know us so well.
你认识我们每一个人。
You know the things that will steal our peace.
你也知道是什么在偷取我们的平安。
You know the things that just doesn't make us happy.
你也知道什么会让我们很不快乐。
And you know the things that make people know that Christ lives within us.
你更知道怎么样让我们有一个里面的属于基督的好，让外面的人看到我们有耶稣基督在我们里面。
Lord, make us beautiful women.
求你帮助每一个弟兄姐妹成为一个美好的你的儿女。
Many of us don't look very good on the outside, but oh, make us a beautiful person on the inside.
即使我们的外表不怎么样，可是我们的里面可以很丰盛，可以很美。
Until they say they're Christ-like.
以至于别人会看到说他们真的是像耶稣。
That's a woman you can trust.
这样的人呢，让我们可以很信任她。
She's different.
她真的是不一样。
This is the true great witness for God.
这个就是我们可以见证神真正的见证的这样的一个时候。
Handing a track out is wonderful, but oh, it's not like when people can see Christ in you.
那当然。别人看到你更加不一样的时候，别人做不到你做得到的时候，那真的是为主发光了啊。
And even talking to a person about their soul is wonderful, what God wants. But there's nothing much better than when they see Christ.
当然你能够拿一个福音担当去传福音也很好啊，但是没有比这个你自己就是一个好像一个活的一个福音担当来见证神更有力的了。
God bless you.
神赐福每一位。